I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Ogawa Philippines, the leading retail brand of health and wellness equipment. After a long, tiring ride, you deserve the best comfort. Mga ka-rider, invest in wellness. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines' Facebook page and shop online at ogawaworld.net.ph. Thank you, Ogawa, for supporting Tunay na Rider.
Hi, Iba here, and this is a TNR disclaimer for episode 99, our first disclaimer. Motorcycle technology flops throughout history. Jolly?
And speaking of technology, ito yung aming 19th episode. So sumusubok kami ng something na bago. Ito yung aming first ever 360 degrees na live stream.
In person pa.
Tapos, ironically, naging technological flop din itong aming 19th episode.
And to add chaos to this episode, late na nga, nagdala pa ng bisita. Sorry everyone, tao lang, let's proceed to the show.
What's up, mga katunay, sa ating first ever Tunay na Rider 360!
Oh! Nandito ka na?
Oh!
Si Baka saan?
Hewan ko!
Hinahanap ko nga eh!
Masarap na basurahan!
What's up, mga katunay? How do you like the format?
Yun!
Pag-usapan natin ang ano, yung magiging topic natin na yung episode. So, syempre, ang pagmumotorsiklo matagal lang natatagi sa mundo. So, maraming mga designs na in-experimentohan ng iba't ibang mga designer at mga iba't ibang manufacturers. So, marami. Uy, bawal yan. Bawal yan. Ano yun? Live na.
Oo, live. Mark, dito. Ng mga polis. Uhuli tayo ng metro ko.
Ah, dyan, dyan. Okay.
Yun. Yung gusto pumunta rito. Pumunta kayo dito. Tapos ano, party na tayo.
Oh, Liko, dito ka na. Eko, punta ka dito.
Oh, okay. Start mo na, Jolly. Show mo to eh.
Show mo to eh. Ah, show ko ba to? Welcome to Tunay na Jolly. Hindi, yung usapan natin kanina, yung ang dami na nangyari sa mundo ng pagmumotorsiklo na ilang daang taon, hindi naman daang, umabot na ng at least 100 years ang motorcycling. So, yung mga designs, yung mga manufacturers, kung ano-ano na yung mga nagawa nila throughout these years. So, maraming mga kakaibang technology at saka mga design factors na nagawa na nila dati na sumablay.
yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Ano yung mga iba't ibang motorcycle techs na to na dati mong matatagpuan na wala na ngayon sa mga modern motorcycles? Isa sa mga ako, nung ginagawa ko yung katali ni Raymond, isa sa mga nakita ko talaga ang kakaibang technology yung ginamit. Isa yung mga ano, di ba, ang problema lati sa mga motorcycle yung mga nag-type yung forks, di ba, pag nag-preno ka. So, syempre, nung mga motorcycle, nung bumibigat na, tumutulin, palala ng palala yung mga brake diving na to. So, ang hirap pala pag 360. Ang hirap. Ano ba ang hirap magkwento na harap-harap ko yung dalawang to?
Dali na, show mo to eh.
So, anti-dive technology is one of the...
Thanks, Grace.
Uy, may placement ads.
Cliente ni Grace yan, Nature's Spring.
Nature's Spring.
Sparkling lime water.
Lime water with sparkles.
Grace, padala mo slide mo na yan, ha?
Pwede ako with that.
Ha?
Open.
You have my permission.
Your anti-dive technologies.
Napaka-negative mo. Antay-antay na naman.
Malamang pro-dive.
Ano gusto mo? Pro-dive? Ang supremo ka. The anti-dive technology, ang una kasi may kanya-kanyang ano, nagkopyahan sila ng mga Japanese manufacturers sa anti-dive, anti-dive nila. So, isa sa mga unang anti-dive na technology is yung Honda. Yung gumawa sila ng Honda truck tawag, TRAC, which means, ano siya, torque-reactive anti-dive control. So, medyo, ano to, hydraulic slash mechanical siya na design na ginawa ng Honda. At tuwing pumapreno ka, yung brake caliper gumagalaw, tapos may pinipindot na bar support. So, tumitigas yung suspension.
Hapon na hapon.
Parang ICBM rocket yan, ha? Parang galing ang Honda big slot.
Ano, Honda na kalain.
Hapon na hapon, no? May mga Japanese characters pa.
The mystery voice.
So, yung Honda truck, technology yan na ginagamit sa mga motorcycle, hindi siya sex toy. Kahit mukha siyang sex toy, yung Honda mukha sex toy. Pero, ito kasi, yung Honda truck, nag-work siya kasi tuwing pa-preno ka, yung preno, gusto niyang umabate. Tapos, yung gagawin tuloy, yung force na gusto mong mabate, pinipindot na valve, tapos tumitigas yung forks.
Uy!
Oo, tumitigas.
Tumitigas yung forks para hindi dumugo, para hindi siya mag-dive. So, ang naging problema lang itong Honda truck is komplikado siyang technology kasi it's a combination of both hydraulic and mechanical. So, medyo madami kang point of failures. Pero, syempre, since nga nauso ang Honda dyan, nagkakopyahan na yung mga yan. Nagkakopyahan sila ng mga Japanese manufacturers.
Ay, hindi ako makaalis dito. Bahay ko to eh.
Sabi ko niya naman, masamang idea magtama-tama tayo. Dapat remote eh.
Okay, so why doesn't suspension already keep your bike from diving?
Ayun na nga. Kasi yung mga suspension ng panahon, napaka walang kwentang. Hindi mo walang kwenta. Dated ang technology dati. So, they were augmenting yung lack of
buti pa yung ano, technology noon.
Bakit?
Dated? Ikaw single? Si Grace hindi natatpo. Embarrassment.
What's Apeton?
Sa bahay pa talaga ginawa.
Apeton.
Apeton.
Apeton ba yun? Hindi, Apeton. Mali spelling mo, Gino, double T yun. Apeton. Yung ano, yung iniinom ng mga lampayapot para lumaki sa kawin.
Gago.
So ngayon, si Kawasaki naman, nainggit kay Honda, gumawa din sila ng anti-dive nila, yung ABDS naman yung tapos.
Si Honda?
Kawasaki. Kumopia sila. Automatic variable damping system yung tawag nila. So ito yung mga ginamit dun sa mga GPZ, yung mga Tom Cruise na ninja. Yung difference lang nung ABDS ni Kawasaki, hindi siya nakaasa sa mechanical system ng brakes.
Oh.
Next picture pa. Yun yung Honda truck.
Tara, Gino! Punta ka na dito!
Yun, ABDS. So, yung ABDS, ginagawa naman niya, yung pressure dun sa brakes, yung pumipindot ng valves. Kaya makita mo, may parang malaking heatsink na ewan na nakakabit sa preno dun sa harap ng fork. So, tuwing pumapreno ka, yung hydraulic pressure na pupunta sa preno, pupunta din sa fork para isara yung valve ng damping. So, tinigas yung suspension. Hindi siya mag-dive. Yung problema lang dyan, lumalambot yung preno, pangit yung pakiramdam ng preno, kasi imbis na preno na yung pinapagalaw mo, valvula din. Tapos, ang problema, paano kung nagpipreno ka, tapos bigla ka nalubak? So, pag nakapreno ka, nakalock yung brakes, pag nalupak yung gulong mo, talsik yung rider. So, yun yung ABDS. Ngayon, kumopia ulit si, ano, si Suzuki naman gumawa. Yun yung PDF, ANDF. Kanya-kanya silang abbreviation. So, yung Suzuki naman, basically, ginaya yung ABDS. Pero, ang difference lang, kapag may ano siya, may return valve. So, pag nalupak ka habang nagpreno, itatalsik yung rider.
Na-restract ako ni Gino.
Gulo ni Gino?
Grabe ka naman, Gino. Anong tigas? At tumitigas yung ano yung suspension kasi. Kaya yun ang anti-dive. Tapos, Yamaha, gumawa din yung TCS, traffic control system.
Pero bakit nawala?
Yun. Bakit nawala ang anti-dive technology? Ba't siya naging obsolete? Kasi...
Oo nga, bakit niya?
Kasi after a few years, di ba, gumanda na yung technology ng suspension, hindi na siya kailangan. So, pag nakita mo na rin kasi, halos lahat ng mga nag-restore itong mga motorsiklo ng 80s, dalawa lagi ang laban nila yung ng chipset. Is tanggalin na yan, yung kalokohan na yan, or i-restore. Pag nag-restore ka kasi ng mga anti-dive na yan, medyo, ano siya, medyo delicate yung kanilang ano, system. So, mahal ang pyesa, mabusise, tapos hassle siya. Pero kasi yun nga, ibang tao naman nagre-restore, talagang binubulot na yan, tinatanggal na lang yan. So, hindi siya kailangan. So, yun, ikaw sa akin, nung lumabas yung GPZ 900, mga late 80s, nakahabol na yung suspension technology, hindi na kailangan ng anti-dive, so nakalimutan na siya sa annals of motorcycle history. Ito naman yung next motorcycle technology na nakalimutan na rin ng history, yung gumagamit ng mga 16-inch na ano front wheels sa mga sports bike.
Okay, mamaya, labas ng blue book sa may exam.
Oo. Oh, yung babagsak, hindi mabibigyan ng pink up. So, yun. 16-inch na gulong. Nauso siya nung mga early 80s. Eh, halos lahat ng mga sports bike. Nung panahon na yun, within that very narrow time gap, nag-16-inch na front wheel. Gusto nila yung 16-inch na gulong kasi mas maliit yung gulong. Mga rotational masses, mas mababa. Mas maganda yung handling. Yung naging problema nila, masyadong malikot yung motor. So, handling at the cost of stability. So, isa sa mga sikat na bikes ito is yung GSX ng Suzuki na ano, 750EX. Tsaka yung Honda Firebrand, yung unang Firebrand na 900. Gumagamit siya ng 16-inch na front wheel. So, ang nangyari dito, actually sa Honda naman, they had success eh. Talagang nakuha ng Honda yung timpla. Pero ang problema kasi, size ng gulong yan na ginawa ng, ano, eh, within a two-year time period na hindi naman standard before and after. So, yung paghanap ng 16-inch na goma, saksakan ng hirap. Tapos yun, again, technology, gumaling na yung mga designers. They can make motorcycles na kasing mixi ng 16-inch front wheel na gumagamit sa 17 or 18. At the same time, mas malaki yung gulong mo, mas malaki yung goma, mas makapit. So, obsolete na ang 16-inch front wheels. Okay. Ikaw, Iba, ikaw ba? Nagamit ba kayo ng 16-inch front wheel na motorcyclo?
Every time I put air on the tires, I have no freaking idea. Every time I buy a tire, I'm just like, ano yung tire chan? I have to Google it. I'm through it. Yeah. Sa XABB ko, ano yung gulong na? 17?
17 ba yun? Ang laki ng parang scooter, di ba? Ayun, so, yun, 16-inch na gulong.
Are there any modern bikes that have 16-wheel tires?
Wala. Scooters, kung sakali. Pero iba ang ano ng scooters eh. Iba.
Lapad eh.
Diba? Oo.
Sabi ko sa'yo, huwag mo nasali yan eh.
Next. Ito, 90s naman to eh. Mga early 90s to late 80s. Nagkaroon din ng
turbo. Astig yun ah.
Oo, nauso yung mga kapot at kuturbuhan. Nauso yung mga turbocharged na ano, ng mga...
Turbo broiler.
It is about turbo broiler.
Pati si Joey De Leon, meron nga yung turbo rats.
Hindi ko alam kung yung
turbo. Pelikula.
Oh?
Mga daga na nakaturbo. Turbo rats.
Turbo rats? So, yun. Ano mo, on paper, okay naman in terms of performance. Kasi, puri na turbo on an engine really makes it faster. Yung problema lang, lahat ng mga nilabas na turbocharged motorcycles ng mga Japanese manufacturers, naging commercial failure talaga yung getting used to the engine.
So, question, why does a turbo, and maybe Mark can chime in, why does a turbo work on a car? Because they still have turbos in cars, right?
Meron.
But why won't it work on a motorcycle?
Nag-work naman. Nag-work naman.
Okay.
Yung problema lang, ang motorsiklo kasi napaka rudimentarily basic ng mechanical design. Pag nag-turbocharge ka, kumukomplikado.
So, it has nothing to do with power delivery. It has nothing to do like parang biglang, whoa, turbo, parang nitros. Parang gano'n. Nitro.
Hindi naman ganun kabastos yung turbo. yung nagiging problema lang nila is mga reliability and heat issues eh. Kaya nag-flop yung mga turbo. At saka,
which is why they ended up using the technology to cook chicken.
Oh, they yung turbo dito context ng force induction.
And ngayon, just so that you know people know how smart I am, that is the same technology that's being used. So turbo technology is being used for air fryers.
O nga, no? Kung tutusin mo, ang mga air fryer para scale-down version.
Yeah.
Mm. Yung mga Honda kasi na CX to begin with, mga medyo questionable reliability din yung mga CX bikes. Kasi yan pa yung pinili nilang i-turbocharge. Kaya medyo naging, ano rin, nahirapan sila dun sa, naging problema sila dun sa CX 500 turbo. At saka kasi tinuturbocharge sila, mga maliliit na displacement. So may Honda CX 650, CX 700, tinuturbocharge yung 500. So nangyari tuloy, yung performance difference sila ng CX 500 turbocharged, halos na pareho lang ng CX sa 750. So, ba't ba akong papakihirap pag-maintain?
Yung 750 ka na lang.
Ayun na nga.
De, pero duda ko dyan, lalo na itong si Honda, ano yan? Nagtitipid yan sa production cost, kaya tinanggal na lang yun.
Turbo.
Mas malaki kikita nila pag wala turbo-turbo na yan.
Ito, si Yamaha, naglabas din sila nito, yung Yamaha Seca, naglabas ng version ng turbo charge. Tapos yung tinurbo nila, 750 na inline 4. Eh, meron din Seca na 900 na naturally aspirated na carbureted. Eh, lumalabas pagdating sa top speed, mas maganda pa rin yung 900. Mas mura pa. Mas matibay pa. Kasi hindi siya turbocharged. May isa pang Pinokia yan eh. Isa pang, may next picture ba? Yung ano, Suzuki.
Wanna know what 2-9 Rider's secret tool for podcast success is? With all the different things we're juggling, and add the hassle of editing, it's a lot of work. That is until we found Pod Machine, the one tool that powers it all and makes it way easier. Have you always wanted to start your own podcast but didn't know where to start? Well, now you do with Pod Machine.
Pod Machine is the most affordable podcast subscription service that helps you with your podcasting needs. They've got everything from audio production, graphic assets, and marketing/growth support. Now you can focus on what matters the most, creating great content for your listeners. Sign up and get a free episode trial. And once you've experienced how Pod Machine can level up your podcast, sign up for as low as $49.99 for 4 episodes a month.
But wait, there's more! If you use our code capital TNR, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing. What else are you waiting for? It doesn't matter if it's just a hobby or something bigger. Pod Machine has got your back every step of the way. Head over to podmachine.com right now and sign up.
Katana. Hindi siya katana, pero ano siya?
It looks like a katana.
Yung engine niya, halos pareho ng katana. So ito yung ano, XN85. So ito yung para sa lahat ng mga turbocharged na Japanese bikes ng panood. Yung pinaka masabog. Ang pinaka commercially successful daw, pinaka maganda doon na turbocharged is yung Kawasaki, yung next picture, yung Kawasaki na GPZ.
Wala bang mat na nakaturbo?
Wala. Ito yung Kawasaki GPZ 750 Turbo. So ito na yung pinaka magandang turbocharged na bike ng era. Pero ang naging problema nito is, alam naman natin yung ano yung Ninja 900 dito plus yung GPZ 900. Again, yun yung problema. Mas mura yung 900. Mas
simple.
Saka mas matibay. So, but again, ba't ako bibili ngayon ng turbo? Kung meron naman natural aspirated na mas mura. Na magpatulid. Number 3, the technological flaps is the turbocharged motorcycles of the 80s. Itong next picture din, ito naman yung mga motorsiklo, mga weirdong naglalagay ng mga kung anong front end nilalagay nila. Parang BMW. Hindi, baka ang Honda Cub yan ah.
Ano yung BUL?
Di ba ganda yung suspension ng Honda Cub?
Oo.
Hindi, GD yung Honda Cub. Aha. Yung ano, ito yung mga abnormal na harap, ito yung parang pre-pipilitan lagi ng mga tao.
Yung swing arm, swing arm.
Yung swing arms, swing arms. Hub steering yung tao dyan.
How does that steer?
Sa hub.
Sa hub.
Maybe you should explain it to our podcast listeners because they can't visualize what's going on.
Very good.
Yung hub steering kasi na ano na mechanism, parang yan yung ginagamit sa ano, yung mechanism na nagbabago ng pitch ng mga helicopter. linkage. Kasi may naiiwan na parang humahawak sa gulong na siya yung turn tuloy. Yung problema ng hub steering mo kasi, ang dami ng linkages, ang dami ng mga pivot points. Tapos, at the same time, yung, di ba, sanay tayo sa motorcycle fork na kung ganong kalaki yung ikot ng handlebar, ganun din yung iikot ng gulong. Ang hub steering, hindi siya one is to one. Parang either sobrang liksit or sobrang vague na sa ganyan nangyayari.
Ba't di nila ginawang one is to one?
Hindi ko alam, bakit di nila magawa. Sa tingin ko, kaya naman eh. Ganun lang ginagawa. Pero yun, sa sobrang dami kasi mga linkages, mga pivot points, syempre kahit sabihin mo naman high quality yung mga bushing na yan, once it wears down, nagkakaroon ka ng sobrang laking blade na parang nagiging vague to this. At the same time, mas mabigat siya than a normal fork. Mas mechanically complicated. So, mas mahal gawin, mas mabigat, so masama ka sa tulin, tapos marami siyang failure points. Kaya hindi na, hindi masyadong to make up yung hub steering ng ano, hub steering na...
Gawa na lang kayo tayo yung sarili show natin dito.
Walang yaan. Then, tapos ano, check mo. Pero kasi itong hub steering, ano siya eh, parang exotic siya tingnan, very aesthetic siya. So yung trim and text picture, yung 1920s na mga motorcycle.
Oo. Oh.
Yung mga French, yan, si ano.
Parang may naputol.
De,
parang may kulang sa motor na yan ah.
Oo, ano, safety. So, ano na yan, matagal na yung technology na yan, pero, di ba, talagang, hindi talaga siya commercially viable.
Similar to what we're doing now for this show. We thought we're developing for the future, but it looks like it's going to be an epic failure. What do you guys think?
Ayun, ano ba ba yung mga next natin?
Ikaw gumawa.
Ah, ito,
yung, boy, yung maganda yan.
Itong mga motorsiklo may bubong. Di ba normally, alam natin.
Gusto ko yan.
Yung mga motorsiklo may bubong, normally, iisipin mo kasi it's weather protection, eh, di ba?
Yeah.
So, pagbulan or pangit ng panahon.
Pwede ka bumuli ng ganyan sa Lazada or any scooter.
Pero, di ba, yung tinatali
lang. 50 pesos lang.
Yun. Pero kasi, yun yung BMW C1 was a concept bike na ginawa ng production ng early 2000s. Yung C1, kaya nila nilalagyan ng bubong, hindi siya, well, oh, weather protection. Pero at the same time, it's a safety feature. Eh.
BMW delikado, like, because what they say on a motorcycle, you should be strapped into a motorcycle. You should be able to detach yourself quickly from the bike.
Ayun na nga, kasi ang normal design ng bike is, hindi siya designed to protect yung rider.
Yeah.
Yung C1, baliktad. Basically, mukha na scooter, pero basically, it's a roll cage on wheels. Eh.
It's a full-face helmet with an engine.
With wheels.
So, it's like a rated full-face helmet with an engine.
Yun. At saka, in concept, sound yung concept niya. Kasi ang gusto mangyari ng BMW nun is to make a motorcycle na masasakyan mo na hindi ka mare-require ng helmet. So, like, kung lari, papasok ka sa opisina, naka-kurbata ka, naka-formal-formal ka na,
I think that's a great idea. But why did it fail?
BMW succeeded naman in terms of their goal na makagawa ng motorcycle. Na ano siya eh, na-exempt yung bike na to sa Europe. Na okay. Pag naka-C1 ka, hindi mo na kailangan mag-helmet.
Well, kasi mag-popcorn nga.
Kasi nga, meron siyang, ano eh, meron siyang roll cage, meron siyang harness. Tapos, through testing, pag nababangga yung motor or sumasempla, hindi nasasaktan yung napoprotect yung rider talaga.
Oh.
Ang problema lang, any place outside of Europe, like, US or Asia or kung saan man, diba?
So the technology didn't fail. It was regulations that weren't able to catch up to a new technology.
Oo. Kasi yun yung selling point niya. Kaya siya mahal eh. Kasi yun ka magyan. At the same time, scooter yun eh. Kung normal average Joe ba na ibalik ka ng contact link or kalahating million na ganyan.
But still, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Oh, at saka,
oh, sabi ni Mark McCauley, the C1 was really popular when he was a kid.
Lumaki ka sa Europe eh.
Oy, alam mo po kung ano yung isa pang great idea? Itong sparkling water by Nature Spring with lime flavor. It's very good for your health.
Oh, yun. Narinig mo yan, Nature Spring, ha? Hindi kami sponsored, pero...
Alam mo kung saan masarap panulak yung, ano, yung Nature Spring
niya? Wala na naman.
Sa Kintat.
Ako di ko naman kailangan yan eh. Ba't ba, ano ka, gusto mo magkikikinta?
Para masaya. Para sa happy alone time ni Johnny.
Ah.
Happy alone, di ba? Ganun motto mo, single life.
Hindi ah, ayoko na naman komplikasyon sa buhay. Next. Ah, ito maganda to. Very
Boom! Pula! Maganda yan.
Oo, Honda to ba? Ito kasi yun.
Ayan.
Grand Prix Racing noong early 2000s, mga late 90s.
Grand Prix?
Grand Prix. Ano yan? Eventually, Grand Prix Racing yun yung naging MotoGP na yun. Very strict ang mga rules yun, di ba? So, ilang cylinders, ganun katulid yung bike. So, nakalimit sila na hanggang 4 cylinders lang daw ang pwede sa isang motorsiklo.
Okay.
Ang Honda nun, medyo competitive. So, naghanap sila ng kakaibang way to circumvent that rule. Ngayon, ito yung naging, ano, yung naging resulta ng kanilang pag-think outside the box.
Alam mo, uso yung ganyan ulit.
Yung mga
magastic. Ganyan klaseng forma na motor. Mm-hmm. That's the Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj type of bike. Skinny up front, fat in the back.
Sick!
So, mukhang normal na motorsiklo tong Honda NR750. Pero next picture, tignan natin yung kakaiba sa makina niya.
Ano yung oval distance na sinasabi ni Gilbert?
Yan. Oh, yan
ayun, yan. Galing, galing ni Gilbert ah.
So, ang ginawa ng Honda...
Kaya para kaya yung popcorn balik mo. Yung mabuhin.
Para makaisa yung Honda, basically, gumawa sila ng 8-cylinder na makina, pero 4 lang yung actual bores na ginamit. So, ginawa nila, yung oval piston, ang tumbas na, dalawang piston. So, apat na ganyan na naka-V-configure, V4 na configuration. Yun yung ano niya, yun yung naging ano nung NR.
Pinayagan nung regulating body.
Oo, oh, nakapasok yan. At the same time, di ba para may rules sa MotoGP na para makasali ang isang motorsiklo, kailangan production bike siya. By production, naka-define as at least nakagawa ka ng 250 units. So, 250 units ang ginawang NR750, which is yung mismong displacement na ginamit sa MotoGP bike ng Honda. Tapos naglabas din ng NR500. Tapos ano siya, yung kakaiba sa kanya, di ba, normally ang piston mo, bilog. Ito, place ito, oval. Tapos yung pagka-oval niya, hindi siya yung like, parang circular yung dalawang kanto, tapos flat edges yung sides. Hindi talagang ecliptoid talaga siya na oval.
Stupid question. Why is a piston round? Why is that the default? I mean, obviously it's for more efficient, but why? Is it the rigidity? Is it the...
Yung ang bilog kasi na ano, nakukura tayo sa mga yung theory.
Oy,
kasi ang bilog kasi, ang circle.
Kasi, you're saying that this is like an innovation, but why is round the way to go?
Kasi pag, di ba, ang kaya ka nga may combustion chamber kasi inaano mo eh.
Combustion chamber.
Kinukulog mo yung expansion eh, ang expansion.
Okay, yeah, so you're capturing the, and then
pero ang pagkalat ng isang, ang expansion, parang bubbles, di ba? Pag nag-blow ka ng bubbles, bilog siya. By nature, yun ang gustong, yun ang direction.
Ah, so the gas, when it expands, it's in a sphere.
Oo, pabilog. So parang sakot, so pabilog ka rin.
And then the chamber is also round and it directs it down.
At saka, ang circle kasi, nakukuha mo yung ano, equal yung pressure sa buong cross-section ng atin.
Okay. So structurally, it's better. It works around the nature of the gas expanding.
Parang same ano, same thinking no, kung bakit bilog ang lata in square.
Hindi ah. Bakit spam?
Lata ng tubig. Kasi mga compressed. Yung spam hindi compressed.
Compressed yun?
Well, technically, oo. Pero hindi tulad ng carbonated.
Huwag mo iyan sa lata.
Mas malidama yung lata.
Sa fake news mo.
Pero yun, kakaiba lang yung ano ng Honda. Kasi first of all, parang sinong loko-loko mag-iisip nun, di ba? Kung nanahinip yung bilog ng piston.
Si Honda.
Si Honda. Tapos yun, so lumalabas ang isang piston, no, dalawa yung segundo niya, tapos apat, tapos dalawa yung spark plug. So tignan mo yung next picture. Yung ano yata yun eh, kay Automa. Ay, hindi, hindi na pala.
Anong sinasabi ni Mike Pamintuan? Homologation.
Homologation review. Yung ano, yung para maging production bike, makonsider as a commercial production bike siya. I mean, limited numbers. Of
yung 250.
So yun, so yun yung para one of the more weird na makinang ginawa. Pero ito Suzuki naman, medyo nag-innovate din sila. Nilabas yung RE5. Nagkano si JLN. So,
yung Suzuki. Eh, ganyan yung tricycle dito sa Toyota dami na.
Actually, oman. Wala bang isa yung tao na design. Suzuki RE5, binong nilabas ng Suzuki na motorsiklo na gumagamit ng rotary engine. Kasi yung mga 80s nung panahon na nilabas yung RE5, dyan yung ano eh, yung nauso yung paggamit ng rotary engine. Yung Mazda naglabas ng mga RX series na kotse, gano'n.
Tapos, okay, I know what a rotary shifter is. What's a rotary engine?
rotary engine yun yung ano, yung piston niya, imbis na bilog na piston, mukha siyang Dorito. Triangle siya.
So it's another weird size piston, weirdly shaped piston. Oo, pero imbis na, ang rotary mo kasi, piston, gumagaling yung piston.
Ano?
Gumagaling yung
piston. Oo, okay.
Yung rotary, triangle siya. Triangle siya, di ba? Tapos, intake exhaust combustion.
Nag-rotate.
Umiikot siya na mabilis, yung triangle niya. If you say so. Basta ka chasing even, pero... Hindi ko... Hindi,
kasi yung ito, Wankel tawag, kasi German na engineer nung panahon ng mga Nazi, si Wankel, isa siyang engineer, nagawa yung Wankel engine, which is yung rotary engine. Tapos, wala talagang, parang sumisingaw siya, kumakain ng mga piston seals, ganun-ganun. Pero itong ginawa ng mga Japanese, yung nakuha yung technology na yun, sobrang heavily invested, talagang in-R&D na naman yung Wankel design.
So, why?
Mas efficient siya in terms of displacement per unit.
Para mapakita ng mga hapon na mas magaling siya.
Kaya talagang pinaghirapan talagang tagal nila in R&D. Nahirapan sila talaga.
So the rotary engine is used in other things, I assume. Like, they didn't just like pull it out of nowhere. Where is it used and where is it practical?
Sa ano? Sikat yung mga rotary engine sa mga RX, RX-7, RX-8, yung mga ganung kotse. Pero kasi, yung kahit sa motor na to, yung RE5, ang dami nilang naging problema. Mahal, mabigat, pero matulin. Same, tas yun, reliability issues. Kasi talagang sakit yung rotary engine, yung apex system. Parang yun yung piston ring nila. Ano? Mo, ito yung rotary engine. Di ba yung piston?
Apex?
Apex seals.
Apex seals. Oh.
So, di ba sa triangle mo, bawat kanto, apex sound doon. Doon yung parang seal niya na parang bakal. Parang, eh, gumagaling yung rotary engine.
Yan ang weak spot.
Okay. Tapos, at the same time, ang piston, nalalakisan yung ilalim. Kasi pag bumababa siya, yung piston yung langisan, tumataas. Ang rotary, wala. So, ang rotary engine, usually, hinahaluan ng tubig. Or may oil siya na injector.
Parang two-stroke.
Parang siya two-stroke. Actually, kaya siya efficient yung rotary engine kasi, una, umiikot ka. Walang
reciprocating
mass. Wala siyang reciprocating mass. Tapos, two-stroke lang talaga siya. Higop combust. Exhaust. Higil na talaga siya. So lumalabas, like yung ano, yung mga RX-7 nung panahon, alam ko parang 1.1cc lang yun in terms of displacement.
Talaga?
Pero matulid siya talagang lumalabas sa mga kalabit na yung mga chigar.
What's up mga katunay? Alam mo, naglo-long ride ka or kahit scooter ride sa traffic, minsan ako sumasakit talaga yung likod ko, nagkakaroon ako ng mga bukol, mga lamig. May sikreto ako. Ikaw, Jolly, anong solusyon mo doon?
Wala iba. Kasama na talaga sa pagiging tunay na rider yan, di ba? Yung iindahin mo na lang ang sakit ng katawan pa nagre-ride ka. Bakit? Ano ba ang sikreto mo, iba?
Alam ni Bak kung anong sikreto ko.
Ha? Wala ba kayong mga ugawa?
Ha? Ugawa? Ano yun?
Ano ba naman kayo? 2021 na. Think about it, Jolly. It relaxes your muscles and improves flexibility. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines Facebook page and shop online at ogawa.net.ph.
Bibili nga ako ng Ogawa na yan.
Lagyan ng barya.
Yun ang gauge niya. Then nakakata, ang weird, ang labo ng design eh. Kasi ito, this was, ito yung 80s era before nila, before the Japanese manufacturers was employing European designers. Yung, di ba, alam mo yung tsura ng UJM na bike?
Yung mga yeah.
So, yan.
Ito talaga, weird, siya yung weird uncle ng bicycle bike natin.
Oo, oh, nakakaiba. Tapos
yung eccentric uncle.
Ang problema mo is rotary engine ka, walang mekaniko marunong mag-service na. Pili lang yung mga naturuan. So, kaya yun, yung RE5 was, ano, na discount, di rin tumagal yung engine. Kaya ano siya, si Jay Leno, maganda yung YouTube channel nito. Feature ni RE5 kung meron siya nito. So, yung mga detail niya pinakita niya.
Buti di na ganyan, KTM. Mas lalong hindi mo maaayos sa bula ng pesa.
Ayun. Next bike. Ano yung mga next weirdest bike? Ay, ito.
Si Ariel!
Si Ariel!
Si Ariel! Kinala ko yun si Ariel!
So, ito yung ano, ito yung parang Hail Mary na ng mga European manufacturers. Kasi, lumalabas yung mga Japanese eh. CB750, yung mga
susunod.
Ah, the banyo.
Andun yung banyo.
Down the stairs.
So, ito yung Ariel.
Yan ang live.
Pasarin pintuan. Nalabas yung aircon.
So, yung mga 70-60, sila naglalabasan yung mga inline four ng mga Japanese. Yung mga parallel twin ng Europeans, hindi talaga makapalagi sa inline four. At the same time, sa tingin ko, out of pride, ayaw nilang gumawa ng inline four exit. Ang Ariel, medyo gumawa ng sariling four-cylinder engine. Yung tinawag lang Ariel Square 4. So, kaya sa Square 4, di ba normally inline 4 nakahilera na apat. Siya, pa-square. Next picture, meron akong ano dyan. Cross-section. Mayroon ini-explain yung Square 4. Yan, yung Square 4. So, ang problema ng Square 4, apat siya na ganun. Tapos, dalawa'y segunyal. Dalawa'y crankshaft na nakadugtong ng kadena. Tapos, yung
That looks way more complex than even modern bikes.
Ayun na nga, sobrang gulo niya. Tapos, sa since square 4 yung configuration, wala naman paglagay ng carburetor. Yung carburetor nyo yung taas. So yun, ang naging problema nito, di ba alam mo yung mga problema ng Harley na V-twin? Parang malamig yung likod mainit. Pero, okay lang, hindi pa doon drastic. Pero paano kung dalawang harap dalawang likod? Kaya magkatabi yung iisang kulit, isang malaki.
Hindi mas mainit.
Yun nga, so natutunan yung isa sa likod, yung harap sa dalawa, okay lang. So, ano siya? Tapos at the same time, yung dalawa'y sagun niya ng makin ng square 4.
Mabigat.
Sobrang bigat. Talagang mabigat, medyo matulin, tapos sumasabog yung dalawang cylinder sa likod. So, ano siya? Naging failure. Tapos yun, ever since, parang yung Ariel square 4 was the only square 4 configuration.
No, what's that? Ano yun ba?
Puse.
Lupa.
Lupa. So yun, wala nang ibang motorcycle sa buong mundo or kotse na gumawa ng square 4 engine talaga si Ariel lang. Yun lang.
Grabe si Ariel.
Grabe si Ariel.
Sino ang asawa niya rin? Na-meet na natin yun.
So,
Rivera.
Yun. Doon na nagtatapos yung aking presentation. Yun na yun. Yun na yun. Tapos ako, guys.
Jolly, oh, ito bagay sa'yo to. Issue na may ano.
Yan ang gift natin kay Jolly sa birthday niya. King Tas. Sa King Tanix. Yan. At saka Cherry Tas.
King Tas at saka Kleenex.
Na frozen na.
Eh. Ah! Specifically frozen daw dapat.
Alright. So, a couple of things. This is a new thing we're trying out for season 4. The cool thing about what we're doing is we're using a 360 camera. We're still trying to figure out the audio, so please tell us what you think of the audio, because this will allow us to do our show anywhere.
Remotely.
Remote. Vince, we'd love to do it in your showroom, Moto Cinema, yung mga hipster places kung saan tumatambay si Jolly, yung mga Deja Brew, and ano English mo, Ciclo? Saan ba yung mga pinupuntahan mo, Jolly, yung mga DGR places?
Mga dating ayaw mo. Ano yun yung may kinikwento to dun sa ano, Mandaluyong, pinatambayan ni Jay?
Oo,
yung kagalista.
Yun.
So, we'll do it there. Pero kaibigan ko yun. I like kagalista.
Oo nga, sarap ng kape dun.
They've got awesome kagalista.
Puta, kami tayo dun kape,
diba? Johnny was talking about the crowd.
Yung mga taong
pumatambay. Eh, mga kaibigan ko yun. Yes, it's... So
guys, pag pumunta ako next sa Sabado, parang nandun ako. Pag di ako nakauwi ng buhay ng Sabado, pag sabi kay Iba at kay Maklan.
Hindi naman siguro ng mga tao.
Okay, we say good things. Those are good people. I mean, I'm pretty sure you said bad things about them. They wouldn't do it. They turned the other
cheek. We welcome ka pa nila doon.
See you now.
Alright, so we're gonna be doing this. What do you guys think? Please comment. And we're gonna take a break next week.
Oh,
because this is our 99th episode.
99th episode to?
Yep, it doesn't seem like it because we are so bad at it. So, we're gonna do this a week from now. What date? What is? I don't even know that date. What date is next Thursday?
June 2.
We're gonna have our 100th episode at Deja Brew. Drop by. It's gonna be our 100th episode. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna do it live.
Amina, put in a rider grand. EV.
And yeah, that's our show. See you on June 2. Well, we'll be there earlier, right? Okay. So we'll be there around 6:30 p.m. The show goes live at 8 p.m.
May meet and greet.
Jolly, pagawa mo na yung stickers. Make a ton of the stickers. We're gonna have a lot of cool stuff. Vince, baka you can support. And yeah, we'll see you on June 2 at Deja Brew and online.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.